Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English program with me, Steve. This is our little series called An Overview of British Law. We're looking at the way in which the sort of development of the English legal system, and for that matter, the whole of the UK, there's a problem in the sense that we do not have a written constitution. However, our laws are determined by something called common law, and the important principles here are the separation of powers, the supremacy of Parliament, and the rule of law. So we're looking here, episode 8 today, broadcasting live, online, via live stream. And we'll be looking at Catherine's Day in just a minute. I just wanted to finish off the area of private law that we were doing in the previous episode. Private law concerns the smooth running of society, and covers areas such as work, business dealings, education, and everyday life. There are many different areas of law that fall under the heading of private law. Examples include employment law, the law of tort, and the law of succession. Now, this is the bit where you have to do some work. Using the knowledge that you've gained from listening to all of our programs so far, you're going to try to identify what laws may have been broken in this family example. Okay? The issue is the classification of law. Okay? Now, you have to listen to this information now. We think about 20 minutes is long enough for you to work on this activity. It's what they call the Y166 family. It's Catherine's Day. Okay? Now, Catherine Taylor drives to work every day. One morning, she's late for work and drives at 40 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour speed limit. At work in the superstore, she has to deal with a number of customer complaints. One of those complaints is from a customer who bought a washing machine a few days ago. It was plumbed in by employees of the store, which is standard practice. However, the first time the customer used the machine, it flooded the kitchen, causing damage to the floor and some new kitchen cupboards. The questions: what laws may have been broken? What rights and responsibilities can be identified? And we shall look at that. I'll give you the answers to that in tomorrow's program, okay? So that's Catherine's Day, poor old Catherine. We shall look at the answers to that in our discussion tomorrow. We move on to the issue now of lawmaking and statutes and acts of the UK Parliament. There are a number of ways in which our laws are created. As it is recognised as the supreme lawmaking body, we will start by considering the UK Parliament's role in lawmaking. The UK Parliament makes laws that are known as statutes, acts, or acts of Parliament. These are sometimes referred to as legislation. As you've already heard on this programme, the UK Parliament can make or repeal any law it chooses. Also, it is sovereign, which means that in theory, any laws made by the UK Parliament take precedence over any other laws. The UK Parliament can also give power to other people or public bodies to make laws in a process known as subordinate legislation. All acts of the UK Parliament begin as a bill, which is simply a proposal for a piece of legislation. There are three main types. We've got public bills, private members' bills, and private bills. And we shall look at all of these in turn. Just for today, we do public bills. They are written by specialised lawyers trained in the act of drafting legislation. Public bills are presented to Parliament by government ministers and change the general law of the country. On tomorrow's programme, we have private members' bills, private bills, and we give you the answers to today's activity. Catherine's Day. Thank you very much for listening.